Far down at the base of the cliff I saw, as I looked over, a tangled mass of branches and splintered trunk. It was our beech tree. Had the edge of the platform crumbled and let it through? For a moment, this explanation was all in our minds. The next, from the farther side of the rocky pinnacle before us, a swarthy face, the face of Gomez the half-breed, was slowly protruded. Yes, it was Gomez, but no longer the Gomez of the demure smile and the mask-like expression. Here was a face with flashing eyes and distorted features, a face convulsed with hatred and with the mad joy of gratified revenge.
"Lord Roxton!" he shouted. "Lord John Roxton!"
"Well," said our companion, "here I am." A shriek of laughter came across the abyss.
"Yes, there you are, you English dog, and there you will remain. I have waited and waited, and now has come my chance. You found it hard to get up. You will find it harder to get down. You cursed fools, you are trapped, every one of you."
We were too astounded to speak. We could only stand there, staring in amazement. A great broken bough upon the grass showed whence he had gained his leverage to tilt over our bridge. The face had vanished, but presently it was up again, more frantic than before.
"We nearly killed you with a stone at the cave," he cried. "But this is better. It is slower and more terrible. Your bones will whiten up there, and none will know where you lie or come to cover them. As you lie dying, think of Lopez, whom you shot 5 years ago on the Putumayo River. I am his brother, and come what will, I will die happy now, for his memory has been avenged."
A furious hand was shaken at us, and then all was quiet. Had the half-breed simply wrought his vengeance and then escaped, all might have been well with him. It was that foolish, irresistible Latin impulse to be dramatic which brought his own downfall. Roxton, the man who had earned himself the name of the Flail of the Lord through 3 countries, was not one who could be safely taunted. The half-breed was descending on the farther side of the pinnacle. But before he could reach the ground, Lord John had run along the edge of the plateau and gained a point from which he could see his man. There was a single crack of his rifle, and though we saw nothing, we heard the scream and then the distant thud of the falling body. Roxton came back to us with a face of granite.
"I have been a blind simpleton," said he bitterly. "It's my folly that has brought you all into this trouble. I should have remembered that these people have long memories for blood feuds, and have been more upon my guard.